This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has received a telephone call from US President Donald Trump. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said that both leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and stressed the importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and secure. He said during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders reviewed the substantial progress achieved in bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various sectors. Mr. Modi said both sides are committed to further strengthening their comprehensive global strategic partnership in all areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Uttarakhand yesterday. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours to present to about 2.5 hours. Speaking on the occasion in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said the corridor is a world-class infrastructure project that will deepen connectivity, strengthen economy and boost tourism. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the manifesto released by BJP is receiving strong appreciation from the people of the state. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will join several public meetings in support of party candidates in Darjeeling, Jalpaiguri, Alipurduar and Cooch Behar district on Wednesday. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Pashchim Medinipur and Purab Medinipur districts. In Tamil Nadu, BJP leader K. Annamalai campaigned in Madhatukulam, accusing the DMK of promoting dynastic politics. DMK President and Chief Minister M. K. Stalin held public meetings in Vellore, highlighting his government's achievements. Uttar Pradesh government has increased wages of labourers by up to around 3,000 rupees in unskilled, semi-skilled and skilled categories, resulting in 21% increase in Gautam Buddh Nagar and Ghaziabad. The high-level committee constituted on the instructions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has announced the interim increase in minimum wages yesterday. The decision came following the unrest witnessed in Noida over the pay hike demand by the workers. Taking cognizance of the violent incidents that occurred at some places in Noida, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath constituted a high-level committee. The state government is holding extensive consultations with employer organizations, working unions and all other stakeholders. BJP President Nitin Naveen has said that the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam represents a decisive step towards strengthening country's democracy. Sharing the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's letter written to women across the country, Mr. Naveen said that a truly inclusive democracy can only be realized when women have an equal voice in shaping the nation's future. He said, "Greater participation of women in policy making is not just necessary, but it is a rightful recognition of the leadership and capability of the Nari Shakti." BJP President said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the government is fully committed to bringing this transformative legislation into effect at the earliest. In Chhattisgarh, at least 13 workers have been killed and 21 others injured after a steam-carrying tube connected to a boiler exploded at a Vedanta Limited power plant in Sakti district, police said yesterday. The plant is located in Singhanterai village of Dabra block. In IPL cricket, host Chennai Super Kings beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs to record their second consecutive victory at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai yesterday. After putting on 192 runs for the loss of 5 wickets, CSK restricted KKR to 160 runs with 7 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.